Shall we sing together? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is his name. The Lord is his name. He is a man of war. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. The right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as an heap. And the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thine right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength into thy holy habitation. The people shall bear, shall hear, and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold upon the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them by the greatness of thine arm. They shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased, thou shalt bring them in, and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign for ever and ever. Shall we, the saints of these last days, not bend our ears, yea, listen close with hearts attuned unto God's word, spoken down through the ages past unto his faithful prophets old, who, singing out their message, are as it were 10-stringed harps like vibrant music, faint at first, comes humming, singing, carried on by winds of time along to us, upon whom the age doth end till now, the music swells into a mighty orchestra of melodies, a swelling chorus with one single theme, salvation for mankind. Then, in ages still to come, God's perfect will shall bless the earth through Christ, his Son, Redeemer, King. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil from your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be like red, like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nations and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this.
Thank you.
far off Palestine, there is a place whose history, in time or in eternity, shall e'er be forgotten. The Garden of Gethsemane, where we in memory tread the soil that Jesus' feet oft pressed and his tears hallowed. For when his work on earth was done, and he would soon depart and leave this unfriendly world those dearest to his heart, he sought with them the solitude of that familiar place, and there, exceeding sorrowful, bowed down with tear-stained face. In spirit, gladly he had done his Father's righteous will, but had the oft-times weary flesh failed some jot to fulfill? By one man's disobedience death passed upon all men, nor could the blood of many beasts cleanse them from inbred sin. God had, through Moses' law, decreed a corresponding price. Therefore the offerer must bring a perfect sacrifice. And fear of death, eternal death, encompassed him that night. Oh, would the cross thus banish him forever from God's sight, and leave the lost and dying world which he had come to save with nevermore a ray of hope, of life beyond the grave? And in that dark and lonely hour, without one pitying eye, thrice from his troubled heart there came the same despairing cry. O Father, if 'tis possible, remove this cup from me. If not, except I drink of it, shall I not bow to thee? Not Calvary's bitter pain or shame, the cup he prayed to shun, but endless death. Even so thy will, not mine, be done. And oh, how worthless our lives seem as we behold him there, the Son of God, that spotless Lamb, in agonizing prayer. Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. I will praise thee, O God, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right.
Me.
Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried, when unto him he heard, my praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. He brought me up out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my heart, even the praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. How strange the story of the sandalwood that grows in distant lands beyond the sea. 'Tis said this curious tree perfumes the axe that lays it low, and from its riven heart there flows a wondrous fragrance, sweet and rare, oft times to incense ground and powdered find, its burning fills with languorous scent the room. And yet, for centuries the tree might stand, but yield no perfume on the tropic air. It needs must fall, its very heart be crushed, the sweetness of its odor to reveal. Dear Lord, O make me like the sandalwood. May I pour love's fragrance on the hand that wounds me so, and help me realize without a bruised and humbled heart I'd be unfitted for the master workman's use. As sandalwood oft cools the fettered brow, let me refresh and soothe the anguished mind. When fires burn fiercest, may my presence be like sweet incense on the evening breeze, or like God's angel in Gethsemane, to comfort, strengthen, calm, inspire, and bless.
Yeah.
Lord, help me to live from day to day in such an unforgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Help me in all the work I do to ever be sincere and true, and know that all I do for you, I must needs do for others. Let self be crushed and slain and buried deep, and all in vain my efforts be to rise again, unless to live for others. And when my work on earth is done, and my work in heaven's begun, may I forget the crown I've won, while thinking still of others. Others, Lord, yes, others, let this my motto be. Help me to live for others, that I may live for thee. Far, far away into the midnight sky I see a light that shines so bright, so far and wide, I wonder why it is so bright. But in my corner where I sit alone, the night is deep. The world around lies in silence, like a stone in death of sleep. If I could reach that star above and live within its light, where I could learn to laugh and love and give, there'd be no night. But stars are high and far beyond my reach, and I am small. But should the height of such a goal bespeak a worthless call, please answer me, my heart, if you are there within my breast. Can you not learn to give and have a care at love's request? To learn to give is love's greatest command. That you should know. Can you, my heart, not take the things at hand and let love show? Can you, my heart, not live within the light that love imparts? And could not you thereby dispel the night from others' hearts? That star that shines so brightly up above is not too high, nor should the goal seem far too high to love. It's worth a try. Dear Father, help me reach this goal of love, that I may know the light of love that shines so bright above, and let mine show. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. In all their afflictions he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which he committed to my trust, and I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou hast brought us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast cast men, caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered, and in my mouth hath spoken, when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings, with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Be steadfast, brothers, in this evil day. Let your footsteps not falter in the way, however dark the storm clouds may appear. Our Master bids us neither doubt nor fear. His arm protects us, and his hand will guide through though dangers compass us on every side. Though rough and perilous the way may be, his voice is ever calling, follow me. Be steadfast, though the world with bitter scorn may strive to pierce your brow with cruel thorn. It heaped upon him ignominy, shame. Shall not his followers endure the same? Feel it a privilege to bear the cross, though it may mean both agony and loss. He bore so much for us, and shall not we count it a joy to fellow sufferers be? Be steadfast, though at times your hearts may fail, as sorrows multiply and cares assail. When friends forsake and loved ones pass away, and earthly hopes and pleasures all decay, think of the man of sorrows. Keep in view that holy one who suffered so for you, and let your courage and endurance prove the depth of your fidelity and love.
Bring thy faithfulness, O God, thy Father.
if he, the holy, harmless, sinless one, must needs be perfected through suffering, wouldst thou then seek to tread a path less steep, to reach heaven's goal and win thy Father's smile? Ah, no. My soul, when pain and sorrow cross thy threshold, be thou swift to welcome them. Then whisper low within thy heart of hearts, another opportunity to show my King how much I love, what I can bear for him. And as the weary days go by, cling closer to the hand that wounds thee so. Lean harder on the breast of him who loves thee, even as he loved his only son. And pray, Lord, spare me not. Burn out all dross. Let nothing but the purest gold remain. And help me in the hottest fire hold still. Do thou, great lapidist, grind on, that I may perfectly reflect the glorious light of love divine. Oh, fit me for some place within thy royal diadem. True Christians are like jewels, 'tis said, for they are rare indeed. While found among earth's mud and clay, the world does not take heed. But jewels must bear the cutter's hand before their beauty, rare, breaks forth in fullest brilliance, lovely beyond compare. Then think not strange, whene'er we feel the master cutter's hand pressing us hard against the wheel of trial or reprimand. Know that he loves us far too much to cause us needless pain. His wisdom knows just what we need. Let us never complain. For when the jewel is fully cut and polished bright and clear, we will reflect the perfect image of our Father dear. When in a crown of purest gold we shine as diamonds fair, held within the Father's hand, his glory we will declare.
Yeah.
And so, as we consider the song of Moses and the Lamb, particularly in this new year of 1978, may we be encouraged by the Heavenly Father's invitation, by our Lord's example, and by the assurance that He will keep us from falling if we will abide with Him, that we eventually may be with our Lord as His bride to glorify the Heavenly Father's name in the most beautiful and the most perfect way we could imagine, in the kingdom of righteousness. May the Lord bless us all to that end. Now, if Brother Newell will come to the platform, we'll turn the meeting over to him.
Brethren, we've had a blessed time. I've given one announcement to make in addition to the ones we have. Somebody misplaced a black Bible, supposedly somewhere down in here. If anyone finds a black Bible, well, if they'll let the book table know. Thank you. Brethren, we've had a blessed day, and I'm sure we'll go home now and get a good night's rest and be prepared for the third day of the convention. Your chairman will be Brother Arthur Jesuit, and let's be in your seats on time as far as possible. And now shall we rise, and we'll ask Brother Bob Alexander to seek the Lord's blessing on us at the close and for a good night's rest. Brother Bob.
Our gracious and our loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the songs of salvation. We pray that we may sing them in our hearts and be renewed in our zeal and our vows of consecration along the narrow way. May we be more willing to suffer, more willing to serve, and more faithful to Thee as we struggle against sin and unrighteousness. Now we ask a blessing especially on the Jesuit family in their loss, and upon all Thy people in their sorrows. May they be comforted by the assurance of Thy Spirit. We ask a full establishment of Thy kingdom soon, when all men shall know Thee as we do, and shall rejoice in the providences of Thy love, Thy mercy, and the song of salvation. For we ask these with the forgiveness of our shortcoming. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father.